In my previous podcast, I interviewed Eldon Kibbe, and he talked about spiritual leaders. Early this morning, I was out in my lawn, and I saw a clump of bigger grasses. They are fatter than normal. So I looked at it, and I decided to get my weed eater and then just cut them to the ground, because they are obnoxious and they look different. Afterwards, I came back to the house and I read a book. And one part of the book, it talks about Matthew 13:36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him saying, "Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field." Verse 37, he answered and said to them, "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one." Continuing on, "The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So afterwards, I look at tares. After researching this, I found out that there are several different kinds of tares. One of the definitions says, "This plant is the bearded darnel or rye grass and resembles wheat so closely that it can prosper in the cornfields and be almost indistinguishable until fully grown." So remember the clump of grass that I saw earlier. Those are the kind of tares. Then it continues on. "As soon as the ears are formed, it is possible to recognize them. But both the wheat and the tares are usually left intermixed until after reaping." So verse 36, "Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him." This means that these verses were intended for the disciples. After further research, I found out that a tare is a plant that has the appearance of real fruit-bearing grain, but really only feeds itself. It can even have pretend fruit, but it is not the kind of fruit that remains. Spiritual tares can fake fruitfulness too, but it's all appearance. Some says that the field was the church, where wheat and tares should remain together. So beware of such tares, those whom many considered to be highly anointed but later discovered that their anointing was a spiritual additive from the enemy, and they mixed up with them. So now we are in a season where God is releasing the angels who will gather the tares of false leadership out of his kingdom. Another commentary says that Satan opposed the work of God by sowing counterfeit Christians, by encouraging a false growth, and by introducing false doctrine. But on verse 43, "Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." God bless you.